السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, 95-99% of the cities and countries of the world, hence approximately 100 days left for Ramadan Mubarak. We make dua, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, spare us for another month of Ramadan and let us reach that milestone in our life again, Ya Rabbal Alameen, out of your grace, mercy and benevolence. Today is our tafsir. We focus on chapter 10 and that Surah Yunus and verses 78 to verse number 82. So let us recap yesterday's lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in various places the incident, the event, the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salam and the Pharaoh. Why? This gave tasalli, this gave consolation to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pacified him. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are facing so much opposition in Makkah Mukarramah from the mushrikeen and the polytheists and the idol worshippers, and in Medina Munawwara after the hijrah and migration from the munafiqeen and hypocrites, those people who say they are Muslim but they only Muslim by tip of their tongue. In their hearts they have no iman. They are devoid of iman. They hate and despise Islam and Muslims. Allah forbid, like you see today. But they have Muslim names, and therefore Allah will dispatch them to the lowest layer of Jahannam. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145. Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. And then the Yahud, the Jutlas were there. Jutlas are haramis the day they are born, basically. Once they become baligh, then they still learn all their tricks from their fathers and so forth. So while they are still ma'asum from the time of birth right till the time of baligh, we can't hold them responsible. But after they become baligh, they'll be held responsible. So majority of them causing so much harm to Islam and Muslims. From that time, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, and then in Mustafa Rasulullah's time, and today the whole world is witnessing it. Remember that. So that is the reason Almighty Allah mentioned this incident, event in various places. So various prophets and messengers came to the various nations and generations, brought miracles, but they did not believe in it. Why? كَذَٰلِكَ نَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْتَدِينَ. This is how Allah Ta'ala seals the hearts of those people who are transgressors, go beyond the limits. Me and you should be very, very concerned of our hearts. قَلْب. قَلْب with the calf means dog. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. You see that? The Jutlas, their example is like that of the dog. Chapter 7, verse 176. And remember that قَلْب with the cough. This heart, we can turn it, twist it. Which way? We want the whole heart must be saturated with the love of this world, with the love of wealth, with the love of name and fame. So that can be a person's objective in life. Another person, he wants to turn and twist his heart in a different direction. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, we beg of you, your love, Ya Allah. Saturate our hearts with your love. Wa hubba rasulik, and the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And wa hubba ashabin nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love of all the sahaba. Wa hubba ahlil bayt, and the household of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hub of those actions yuballighuna ilayk, that will draw us, bring us closer to you. So that is also one way. So therefore the hadith in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْمُدْغَى, verily in the body there is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, when that piece of flesh is pure and it is clean, then the whole body, entire body will be pure and clean. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, and once it gets corrupted, corroded and rusted, then the entire body gets corrupted and corroded and rusted. What is that piece of flesh? Allah, behold, وَإِيَ الْقَلْبِ, it is the heart. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Therefore, every day read Quran Sharif. Every day make zikrullah. Every day make dua. Allah ma'ati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha. Ya Allah, purify my heart, Ya Allah. My heart, I have to remove all the jealousy, pride, arrogance, and so forth and so on. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا, do not place in our heart that malice, rancor, hatred for people, Ya Allah. Especially those who have iman. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are the one very compassionate, very merciful. So the people you dislike, make dua for them, you jealous of them and so forth. Daughter-in-law, when last you make dua for your mother-in-law? Mother-in-law, when last you make dua for your daughter-in-law? So that are perfect examples. We all know all the rows and ructions, conflict and tension between them in most cases, not all cases. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, we send Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun to the Pharaoh and his cabinet and his ministers, but they were too arrogant. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ, they were criminals. فَلَمَّا جَاءُوا الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا, when the truth came from our side to them, they said, this is open magic and sorcery and witchcraft and so forth and jadu. Musa alayhi salatu salam asked them, that for truth you are calling this jadu? You're calling the signs and miracles jadu? Don't say ayatina refers to the Torah. The Torah was only revealed to the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So sometimes you hear the Mawlana, the Imam, the Sheikh saying ayatina refers to the verses of Torah. That's wrong then. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُونَ, and people who are indulging and dabbling in witchcraft, they will never be successful. Never be successful in the year after. And in this world also, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then make them, humiliate them. Story time quickly. I left South Africa on Monday morning, 12th of March, 1974. You see, my father, everybody came. They closed the shop. I was shocked, you know. And they all came to the airport and so forth and so on. And then crying, obviously. First time the youngster is going overseas, you know. So all this happened. So that was Monday morning. That 11th, you can Google it, you will find it. That 11th, you understood, of March 1974 was a Sunday. That time there was no Sunday Times extra and all that. It was just Sunday Times. It was either on the third page or on the fourth page. They had a heading, their caption. I won't mention the place because that will give the game away. But they had there, Muslim faith healer rapes girl. Muslim faith healer rapes girl. So now I'm 17 years old plus minus that time, you see. I looked at that, I said, this is a big, big message for me. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, I beg you, never let me get involved in all this Taweez business and Amil business and women must come and so forth and so on. We set ourselves up for failure and disgrace. You see, this happened not very far from us here. So you must remember, he wrote there, I'm giving you the date, everything, Muslim faith healer rapes girl. So from that time, that we used to beg Allah, Ya Allah, let us teach madrasa, darulum, and that, you see. That, we don't involve with all these things here. So that is how Allah humiliates such people. Allah have mercy on us. Chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, verses 78-82. Now see, this is the discussion, dialogue between Musa alayhi salatu salam and these people, the followers of the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator. You see, like how today we have discussion with Trump and his followers, with Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his followers, and how we have discussion with the Arab tinpot dictators, haramis, murtaddin, munafiqeen, kafirin, the leaders we talk about. So that is what is there. Qalu, now these people, they said, the followers of the Pharaoh, Ajitana, what you Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moshi, the Jutta say Moshi, Bible says Moses, we say Nabi Musa alayhi salam, dark in complexion, his name Nami Ismegrami mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. Ajitana little fitana amma wajadana alayhi abana. What? You see that Hamza there is for istibam, interrogative. What you have come to us? Little fitana, little sarifana, so that you divert us away. Amma wajadana alayhi abana, from what we are following our forefathers, bab dada em karta huta, tamikon awa. You tell me kon molvi awa to come and tell us is not right. You see that? So that is the pride, the arrogant speaking, the wealth speaking. So who are you to come and divert us away from what our forefathers did? So you know what you want? You see, in Arabic we have a saying, Al mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. People will apply the law of analogy. They will make you example of regarding themselves. So they wanted power all the time. So now they telling Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, that you want to turn us away from this idol worship. وَتَكُونَ لَكُمَ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, so that the power and the authority and the kingdom can come to you. You want power? Therefore you are telling all this. Anbiya are not interested in that power. Anbiya want to connect the hearts of humanity to Almighty Allah. They want to connect the hearts of the people to the Sharia of that time. And in the case of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final Sharia, the final constitution and so forth. So there is no place for riwaj and customs and tradition when it is in conflict with Sharia. When I went to Australia, they tell me this is the Turkish masjid, this is the Afghan masjid, this is the Pakistani masjid, this is the Arab masjid. So I ask, where is the Muslim masjid? You see that? So all that, everybody brings in on their own culture and custom, and they pass it off as Islam. So those culture, customs that are in conflict with Sharia, there's no place, remember that. But this was a case of direct arrogance. Then they told both of them, Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun, alayhi salatu salam, وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكُمَا بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, we will never believe in you. You see? So you want power on this earth? We will never believe in you. So that is how. Because they wanted power, so they assumed that they also want power. So they said, we are the incumbent, we are the rulers here, and you are the opposition party. We will never give in to you. That's how they treated it. But it was nothing to do with power. It was to do with Noor and Zulumat. What Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam were teaching, preaching, was the radiance, effulgence. And what the Pharaoh and them were doing was the darkness and the Zulumat, and making the people grope in the darkness, and then disaster and everlasting Jahannam. And that is what happened to majority of them. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ أُتُونِي بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ, so the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, who was drunk with power, he claimed divinity in the form of humanity. He even said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, I am the supreme being, I am Allah, Allah forbid. Can you believe that? وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ أُتُونِي, so bring for me, بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ, every magician who's a master in his field, an expert in his field, عَلِيمٍ. Now the battle is going to take place, you see. Duha. What time? The 10, 11 o'clock. Now the stadium is set. The side is Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. That side is the Pharaoh and the masses. The masses love to be with the rulers. Because why? They know they will get money. They will get prizes. They'll get surprises. And so many things they'll get. You see that? So all this, Allah Jalla wa'ala na'ek naqsha khincha. Allah Jalla wa'ala describe all this in the noble Quran. So what time are we going to meet? So mawidukum yawmu zinati wa ayyuhsharan nasu duha. We will meet on the day of zina. The day of celebration, everybody will wear their best clothes. Everybody will come and it will be duha time. So they will sit around that stadium and then they will see the wonderful spectacle. The Pharaoh and his media, the Pharaoh and his people saying that this is how we will defeat Moses. Allah forbid, this is how we will defeat Harun. Aaron alayhi salatu salam, peace be upon him. You see that? So all this here Allah Ta'ala mentions. Go and see Surah Taha, chapter number 20, and the verse I read now, 59, 60, and so forth of chapter 20. So now the set is set, the scene is set, right? So now, falamma alqaw. So now you must remember that I must read one verse out. Bikulli sahirin alim. Falamma, because both start with falamma. So we had verse number 10, surah number 10, and verse number 80. Falamma jaa saharatu. So when the sahirin, the sahara, the magicians came in their pomp and glory. But you know what? They used to wear long kurta. They used to wear long clothing. They wanted to initially mock Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But Allah loved their action in Uruguay. The one police, he read two rakat tarawih with us, you see. One Muslim, he got tired. Then remember that he put his hands there by his chest. Then he put his hand by his navel. Then he put it on the side. Our brothers got excited. They say, why are you getting excited? He did what the Shafi'is did, so he put his hand by the chest. Then he did what the Hanafis did, and he put it there below the navel. Then he put it on the side, irsal, like the Malikis do. And after two rakats, he ran away like the Salafis do. This was in Montevideo, Uruguay. When I went the next year, I asked them, policeman ka kya hal hai? Say, what you talking? Policeman Musliman ho gaya. He made sajda in the halat of kufr. But in the case of blasphemy, non-Muslim. But Allah loved it and gave him hidayat. That is Allah. Who can understand Allah's hikmah and his wisdom and so forth? Falamma jaa as-saharatu. So when they came. Now Musa alayhi salatu salam asked them a question and told them, قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. How can you tell a person to do haram? People can object. How come Musa alayhi salatu salam told them that this? So this is not telling them to do haram. This is munazara, is a debate. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam looking at the moon, looking at the sun and saying, هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. So obviously he doesn't believe in that, but he wants to get them and then beat them. And he beat them indeed. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرُ. So in a debate, that is acceptable, remember. You need to understand that. قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَىٰ. Musa alayhi salam told them, أَلْقُوا. You cast and you throw. مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ. Whatever you have to throw, you must throw. فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا. So hence when they threw. Qalam alqu is amr. Amr means commandment. Alqu is mazi, is the past tense. So falamma alqu, when they threw already. Qala Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, ma jitum bi sihr. What you brought is sihr, is jadu, witchcraft and so forth. Inna Allah sayubtilu. Yaqeen, iman, firm conviction in Allah. Verily Allah Ta'ala will nullify it. Allah Ta'ala will destroy you. Write this down, ulama. This is min lu'lu and jawahir of tafsir. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Verily, Allah will not bring about reform and goodness from the action of the mischief makers and troublemakers. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu, arda. He said, Salas when go open Akhbari Umar by Alamat and Tawi Rahimahullah, you will find it there. Salas when Qaddaman Allah. Allah has given guarantee on three things. Everyone starts with Inna Allah. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Verily, Allah will not give la yuslihu, reform, goodness, and so forth from the action of the mischief makers, trouble makers. You see, the Jutlas, Haramis, Trump, and them, they're all mufsidin. So you'll see no goodness will come. Only they'll get humiliated, disgrace. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. You do things only for the love of Allah. Never mind people don't tell you Jazakallahu khairan and so forth. But your intention was solely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Allah says your reward will never go to waste. Allah will reward you in this world and in the year after. Surah Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 120. Become a muhsin. You do your duty with beauty and sincerity. Allah's system, He will reward you in this world. That is the bansela, the bonus, and the optimum, maximum reward in the year after. So that is where we are failing. And Quran uses that word. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ Allah Jalla Wala states, He will reward them in this worldly life. And the maximum, optimum reward He will give them in the year after. You see that? Why? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. Allah Jalla Wala loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 148. So two we gave you. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsideen. Inna Allah. So what? La yudhi'u ajr al muhsineen. So that is the second one. Third one. Inna Allah la yahdi kayd al khaineen. Allah Jalla Wala will not guide those people who are plotting, planning, and so forth. And they are making khiyanat. They are disloyal, unloyal, and so forth. See, today the politicians, you wonder why they get so disgraced. Whatever Allah says, Amirul Mu'mineen Umar, that he said, radiyallahu anhu warda, qaddaman Allah salasun, Allah Ta'ala to guarantee of three things. So Allah Ta'ala, wa anna Allah la yahdi kayd al khaineen. The plotting, planning of those people, you see. So how Zuleika, she was plotting and planning. So then she was not kamiyab, she was not successful. Today, how much khiyanat we make? We make khiyanat in our salat. We just up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. How much khiyanat we make in our time at work? We are employed from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock and 5 hours, but we work 2 hours, 3 hours. The other time we doing our own work, killing time. Is khiyanat 100% haram? How much khiyanat we make with our wives? We don't look at, we tell them we're looking at the scenery. What scenery are you looking at? You're looking at the woman, how attractive and gorgeous she is. So 100 examples we can give. Allah will not guide people who are plotting, planning, and they make it khiyanat also. So chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 52, the last verse of the 12 Jews, the 12 Supara. 3. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsidin. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Anna Allah la yahdi kayd al khainin. Allah gave guarantee. So me and you must see. Rather become a muhsinin. Don't become mufsidin and khainin. Wa yuhiqqu Allahu al haqqa. And Allah will establish the truth. بِكَلِمَاتِهِ what his words. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ وَوَسْلِيَ Even though the mujrimeen, the mujrimoon, the criminals, they hate it, detest it, and despise it. You think America, you think Israel, you think the APEC, the Zionist lobby, they like it, but Allah's system. Allah has established the truth and humiliated Trump, Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, and all these haramis put together and said, Gaza genocide. So the non-Muslims are standing up and they're giving them good hiding. In Thailand, the Jutlas go make nonsense, leave the court, we sort it out here, a Varma club. They give them a good smack and hiding there in front of everybody. You see that? So that is Allah's system. Remember that. So instead of relying on this one, that one, then we must use what is permissible and at our disposal, but place our trust solely on Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Who places his trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will give him, be sufficient for him. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِئْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Ameen. May Almighty Allah make us of the muhsineen, that those who fulfill our duty with beauty and sincerity. Allah Jalla wa'ala qabool farmai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.